It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. War in Ukraine, an uncertain Iran nuclear deal, more than a dozen missile tests in North Korea this year. It's heart-pounding stuff and begs the question, is it time to talk about disarmament? Marissa Masria-Katz reports on a public art project in Times Square that raises that question.
In the valley below Times Square's electrified billboards and towering skyscrapers is a 30-foot-tall inflatable sculpture that looks like a bouncy castle shaped like a nuclear mushroom cloud. At the very top are big black letters that demand zero nukes in the eight languages of the countries thought to have nuclear weapons.
But if you care about the environment, there will be no environment to save if a nuclear weapon goes off. Or if you care about social justice, there will be no society left after nuclear war.
That's Pedro Reyes, the Mexican artist who made the work. His sculpture's stark black and white aesthetic leaves no doubt about his feelings on the over 12,000 nuclear warheads in the world today.
I think that the goal should be like full universal disarmament, like get all of them.
Reyes's sculpture is part of the public art series Amnesia Atomica NYC, presented by Times Square Arts and the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Throughout its run on Times Square's most photogenic block, passersby can see performances and talk to scientists and activists who are driving conversations around the anti-nuclear movement. This isn't the first time New York City has played host to anti-nuclear protests. This June will mark the 40th anniversary of the nuclear disarmament protest in Central Park, which had as many as 1 million people attend. For Rachel Bronson, president and CEO of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, the project couldn't be more urgent.
We are in a moment where the nuclear landscape is dynamic, in flux, and becoming increasingly dangerous and not safer.
Bronson sees being in the middle of Times Square as a chance to get important conversations going.
What we're trying to do is engage the public and give them ways to act, see how they can get engaged, talk to their leaders and our leaders to try to change the direction that we're on. Because right now we're entering into an arms race 2.0 that everyone knows is dangerous and expensive and really wasteful.
Amnesia Atomica NYC will run till May 24th. And if you happen to find yourself in Times Square during the run, you may get one of the 12,075 rocket-shaped balloons Reyes created for the event. They'll be handed out at 4 p.m. daily, and each one represents one of the many nuclear warheads in the world today. For WNYC News, I'm Marissa Masria-Katz.